So truth, I don't have a plan, and I've never been more on purpose. Like many of you here, throughout my life, I've asked myself the question, what's my purpose? You know, I was sure that it was special and meaningful and big. And if I could just figure it out, I would make a huge difference in the world. And I was also sure that I wasn't measuring up to it, whatever it was. I've been lucky enough to volunteer in Africa, and I worked with young children and babies whose eyes would literally fill with terror as I approached them, and they'd start to scream because they'd never seen a fair-skinned, freckled-faced, blue-eyed person before. I've traveled across the U.S. teaching personal development seminars. I've held a 6'3", 250-pound man in my arms as he wept in prison. I was an executive living in Paris, working with leaders from around the world. And most recently, I left that amazing job to move back to the States and start my own coaching and consulting business. In the middle of all that, I waited tables, worked in a furniture store, and tried my hands at massage therapy. So, when was I living my purpose? Were any of those my purpose? You know, we often think of our purpose as outside of us. So we look outside. What's my career? What are my talents? What do I love to do? We start to think about purpose as our work or what we do in the world. And often, our purpose gets narrowed down to, am I in the right job? Truth? If you asked me today in this moment to tell you my purpose, I'd stumble over the words. Because like many of you, there has never been a master plan. I have been feeling my way all the way throughout my life. So what's the point then? That some of us just don't have one? That some of us never figure it out? Or just to forget about it? Here's what I've come to know. That our purpose evolves over time. That new possibility exists at all times. And my best guide is my own innate wisdom. Earlier this year, I was talking to my coach, and I had my list of all the things I needed to do as I started my business, and I was on a roll and sharing it all, and he interrupted me, and he said, Barb, I have no idea, or no, I didn't say that. He said, I have no doubt. I didn't have an idea. That was the truth. He said, I have no doubt that you're going to be successful. He said, you've already reached a level of success in your own life. And I know if you bring your current thinking and your current ideas and your current strategies for success, you'll be able to replicate that. And he said, but potentially what you rob yourself of is an opportunity to have a whole new experience of who you can be in the world. And that intrigued me. I was interested about that. What did that mean to have a whole new experience of who I could be in the world? I know I felt it. It sounded good. And as I thought about it and as we talked more, it's as if in one way we can go to the well of memory. And that's where our experience sits, our past successes, our past failures, our learning. It's where our knowledge sits. Or in another way, we can go to the well of inspiration, which is where new thought, new ideas, new potential sit. It's where our innate wisdom sits. So I thought about this some more. I was really compelled by the idea of, could I create my life not driving somewhere, not pushing somewhere, not trying to figure it out, but could I create my life from the well of inspiration? Could I have a new experience of myself in the world? Could I tap into some potential that I wasn't aware of? And it wasn't so much about bigger and better as much as it was about what else? What else is there? What possibility exists? You know, of course we take our learning with us, right? And we can tap into that at any time, in any moment, whenever necessary. But what would it be like to create from inspiration? To create from our own wisdom? Rather than our ideas, or our past, or this idea we have about a special purpose. Could life really be fulfilling and exciting, stepping into that unknown? Could I really create something? Would I really make something happen, or would I be sitting watching TV all day long? I thought it was really important. I need to define my purpose. As soon as I define it, I'll create it. Yet as I started to reflect, I realized that throughout our lives, throughout my life, there isn't one thing that happened that I would change, even when I was at my messiest. There isn't one thing that I'd do over. Maybe a conversation that I could have handled more eloquently. But truthfully, who I am today and what's possible for my future may sit in the well of inspiration and have absolutely nothing to do with my past. So here's what I've come to discover. When I try to control my outcome, or I try to push, I get in the way of flow. That when I keep an open mind, when I look with an open mind, I see possibility all around me. When I look at what's in front of me, I know what's next, and I don't have to worry about what comes after. That when I connect deeply to my own innate wisdom, I am guided to amazing discoveries. I've been able to see that new insight, new thought, new creativity is available to us at all times. And I've been able to see that to the extent that I allow myself to hang out in that feeling of connection, my life unfolds in extraordinary ways, in ways I could not have predicted and I could not have planned. So some of the results, what's it look like as I've been experimenting with this? I've had an amazing year. I've seen myself and the people around me with fresh eyes. I've had an opportunity to work with some of the best teachers from around the world. I've had moments of pure doubt and panic. I've had opportunities to have incredibly powerful conversations with the people around me that impacted me and them. I've traveled across country 3 times, and I'm here today with you. But best of all, I am more authentically myself than I have ever been before. My hope in sharing this with you is not that you will look to my life, but that you will look to your own. And on your journey, you will see possibility. You will listen deeply to your own innate wisdom. And rather than asking yourself, what's my purpose? Ask yourself, am I living on purpose? Am I living an inspired life? What would happen if I went to the well of inspiration? What new possibility, what new way of seeing myself is available for me? Truth. I don't have a plan, and I've never been more on purpose. Thank you.